ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 35 द चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड प्रेयर्स बाय द डेमिगॉड्स। सत्वं सत्वं न चेद्धातर इदं निजं भवेद्। विज्ञानम् अज्ञानभिदापमार्जनम् गुणप्रकाशेरनुमीयते भवान् प्रकाशते यस्य च येन वा गुणा। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन डिशल एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। ओ लॉर्ड, कॉज ऑफ ऑल कॉजेस, if your transcendental body were not beyond the modes of material nature, one could not understand the difference between matter and transcendence. Only by your presence can one understand the transcendental nature of your lordship, who are the controller of material nature. Your transcendental nature is very difficult to understand unless one is influenced by the presence of your transcendental form. Purport. It is said, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraiguna Bhavarjuna. Unless one is situated in transcendence, one cannot understand the transcendental nature of the Lord. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.29, Athapite Deva Padam Bhuja Dvaya Prashad Lesha Anugrihata Evahi Janati Tattvam Bhagavan Mahimno Na Chanya Ekopi Chiram Vichinvad. Only by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can one understand Him. Those who are in the modes of material nature, although speculating that for thousands of years, cannot understand Him. The Lord has innumerable forms, Rama Dimurti Shukala Niyamena Tisthan. And unless this form, such as Lord Ramchandra, Narasimha Dev, Krishna and Balram were transcendental, how could they be worshipped by devotees since time immemorial? Bhakta mam abhijanati yavan yash chasmi tatvatam. Bhagavad Gita 18.55. Devotees who awaken their transcendental nature in the presence of the Lord and who follow the rules and regulations of devotional service can understand Lord Krishna, Lord Ramchandra and other incarnations who are not of this material world, but who come from the spiritual world for the benefit of the people in general. If one does not take to this process, one imagines or manufactures some form of God according to material qualities and can never awaken a real understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yas chasmi tatvata signify that unless one worships the Lord according to the regulative devotional principles, one cannot awaken the transcendental nature. Deity worship, even in the absence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, awakens the transcendental nature of a devotee who thus becomes increasingly attached to the Lord's lotus feet. The appearance of Krishna is the answer to all imaginative iconography of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone imagines the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to his mode of material nature. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Lord is the oldest person. Therefore, a section of religionists imagine that the God must be very old. And therefore, they depict a form of the Lord like a very old man. But in the same Brahma Samhita, that is contradicted. Although he is the oldest of all living entities, he has his eternal form as a fresh youth. The exact words used in this connection in the Srimad Bhagavatam are Vijnanam, Ajnana, Bhida Pamarjanam. Vijnana means transcendental knowledge of the Supreme Personality. Vijnana is also experienced knowledge. Transcendental knowledge has to be accepted by the descending process of the disciplic succession as Brahma presents the knowledge of Krishna in the Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita is Vijnana as realized by Brahma's transcendental experience. And in that way, he presented the form and the pastimes of Krishna in the transcendental abode. Ajnana Bhida means that which can match all kinds of speculation. In ignorance, people are imagining the form of the Lord. Sometimes he has no form, I mean sometimes he has a form according to their different imaginations. But the presentations of Krishna in the Brahma Samhita is Vijnana. Scientific experience knowledge given by the Lord Brahma and accepted by Lord Chaitanya. There is no doubt about it. Sri Krishna's form, Sri Krishna's flute, Krishna's color, everything is reality. Here it is said that this Vijnanam is always defeating all kinds of speculative knowledge. Therefore, the demigods prayed, without your appearing as Krishna, as you are, neither Ajnana Bhida, the nascence of speculative knowledge, nor Vijnanam could be realized. Ajnana Bhida Parjanam. By your appearance, the speculative knowledge of ignorance will be vanquished, and the real experienced knowledge of authorities like Lord Brahma will be established. Man, influenced by three modes of material nature, imagine their own God according to the modes of material nature. In this way, God is presented in various ways. But your appearance will establish what the real form of God is. The purport is quite long, so we'll read half only. Hare Krishna. Seek all of your blessings so that I can speak some words which can have some meaning. It's quite a long purport Srila Prabhupada is giving over here. And we are reading from this particular part of Srimad Bhagavatam where demigods are coming, assembling together, and they are praying, offering their various prayers coming from the heart to Sri Krishna. And he has not yet appeared. We find similarly when Lord Chaitanya also was in the womb of Mother Sachi. So, in the house of Jagannath Mishra, various demigods will come. When she was two, she was carrying Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya in the womb. So, demigods were coming and offering various prayers. They were circumambulating Sachi Devi. And Sachi Devi would see various images around her. And she would be bewildered many times. And she would express to Jagannath Mishra that I see many figures coming and I don't know what is happening. And due to the presence of Nimai in the womb of Sachi Mata, she was so effulgent. And it is described that The effulgence was coming out from the house of Jagannath Mishra on the road itself, outside. The road itself became like glittering, shining. And we find that demigods, since they are devotees, so they would also like to offer. Many times you find often, again and again, demigods coming and offering prayers to the Lord. And Lord happily accepting their prayers, and demigods acknowledging that how supreme Lord is, so powerful. And here in various ways they are expressing their love and showing the greatness of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada very wonderfully, in this particular long purport, he is quoting many points from Brahma Samhita. There are many points Srila Prabhupada is showing from this particular, in this particular purport. And many points Prabhupada is referring from Brahma Samhita. Prabhupada is saying, one point he mentions about how Lord has got many, many incarnations. Ramadi Murti Shukalani Aminatisthan. So Lord has got many, many incarnations. And since, in spite of that, Krishna is transcendental. That's what Srila Prabhupada is explaining. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, in his books, Prabhupada gives a lot of emphasis to Brahma Samhita again and again. And Brahma Samhita is such a scientific, Prabhupada explains in this purport, that actually it's a vigyan. And Brahma himself realized it. We know that Brahma was born from the navel of Krishna. And he did tapa. And after tapa, he realized the knowledge. And after that, he compiled Brahma Samhita. And similarly, in the lineage, we find that the acharyas which are presenting, they also went through tapasya, like Srila Prabhupada. He also went through so much tapasya before he is presented his Samhita to the whole world, Prabhupada Samhita to the whole world. And we find that it is not just some thoughts which has been presented. It is actually coming, it was Prabhupada was practicing what he was speaking. Like in final days, when Prabhupada's devotees are expressing Prabhupada how this work can be completed. So Prabhupada say that this work actually is not ideas presented by me. And it's actually realization. Actually I practiced it and assimilated the knowledge, and actually I gave this knowledge. Prabhupada mentions in first canto, realizations doesn't mean parrot-like chanting. It is, a person can realize spiritual knowledge only by service. The more a person renders service to Supreme Personality of Godhead, the more he is impregnated by the realizations in the heart. And you find that Prabhupada went to so much austerities, struggled so much just to fulfill the desire of previous acharyas. And from that heart, such wonderful realizations are coming out. Like we find acharyas like Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they written many songs, and they are not some poetic say lines coming out from their intelligence. No, it is coming from their heart, from the core of the heart, and their heart is full of, saturated with love of Godhead. And from that heart, these wonderful realizations are coming in the form of this bhajans, various bhajans that we chant. So it's not an ordinary thing. It's actually none different than scriptures. All these prayers also which our Vaishnavas teach us, actually they are the essence of scriptures, not scriptures. Actually it is an essence of scriptures. That's why we regularly take pleasure in chanting. Similarly, Lord Brahma also did tapasya. And by that tapasya, Krishna was pleased and he got realization. And he compiled Brahma Samhita. And he's such a, so wonderfully describes about various aspects. He describes about the supremacy of the Lord, how Lord is great. He describes about the beauty of the Lord in three verses. We find that a demigod like Brahma, his prayers are given significance in ISKCON so much. that in every, the most important arti, like say, in a way, is Shringara Arti, and Shringara Arti, Brahma Samhita, is few words are chanted, and in ISKCON for 10,000 years, in all the temples, this will be, this prayers will be chanting on. So how much Prabhupada gave importance to Brahma's prayers, and time and again, he is quoting Lord Brahma's various prayers in different ways. So one of the point Srila Prabhupada mentions is that Krishna has got many, many forms, and all these forms are transcendental. We find many times people argue that how can you say that Lord existed, but personal like Radha Kuntru travels everywhere, and in everywhere all over India we find so many temples of the Lord. Devotees visited Tirupati, Kanchipuram. In Kanchipuram itself, there are so many wonderful different deities, forms of the Lord. And you find all over India, there are so many wonderful forms of the Lord, and they are all transcendental. And devotees worship this particular, devotees worship all these forms in a very personal way. We find that many times people say that you are just worshipping stone. How can somebody can worship a stone year after year, full lifetime? And people are actually, many times people are hankering. No, no, I would like to worship. Like in Udupi, they've got Pariyai. Every 2 years it's changing. And so much emphasis is given to this particular stone. It's not a stone, it's a person standing over there. Otherwise, how can somebody can worship it? Suppose someone is told that we have got in fountain, there are various forms of various persons. Some Parsi gentleman is standing, or some Mahatma Gandhi is there, or some national fighter is there, and someone is told that daily worship, continuously, 24 hours. How many people can do it? Suppose somebody is told to make garland for them every day, working 4 or 5 hours. Nobody can do it. It's a big austerity. But when it is same thing is done for Krishna, it is so sweet. It is so soothing to the heart. And that is the difference. Krishna is transcendental. His activities are transcendental. And one has to have realizations to understand it. Brahma says, one of the points he says, that Sri Krishna is the oldest person. Like, and generally people depict old man with wrinkles, long hairs, no strength in the body. But Krishna is not like that. In same Brahma Samhita, Brahma is contradicting. One point he is saying that he is Navayovanam. And another point he is saying that he is Sundarangam. How can somebody who is old can be now Yovanam? Completely contradicting. And people are attracted by it. Even Krishna is the oldest person. Nobody wants to leave the association of Krishna. When on the battlefield Krishna was fighting, and Krishna was so old, and Bhishma was attracted. In Dwarka, Krishna is having so many queens, and none of the queens wants to leave the association of Krishna. In fact, when Krishna one indicated one idea to Rukmini Devi, that better you choose someone else. I am not fit person for you. You are such a qualified lady, so beautiful. Better you take some other match. And she immediately fainted. She could not bear Krishna's words. And Krishna was at that time, his father, grandfather, he has got many children. Suppose you can imagine a very old person, 100-year-old man, telling to his wife that, and wife is out of love, fainting for the husband. It will never happen. He is attracted by the beauty of the husband. It will never happen. In old age, like say, so much problems, teeth coming out, no hairs, white hairs, no strength. But Krishna is completely different. He is Navayovanam. he is always youthful, fresh. And another quality Krishna has got is his Sundarangam. He is beautiful. His all bodily limbs are very, very beautiful. Very perfectly it is formed. Some description is given in same Brahma Samhita about Krishna's forms, how it is three bending, how his eyes are lotus like petals, and many other descriptions are given, how his bodily hues like newly fresh monsoon cloud, or how he puts on peacock feather. So some descriptions, Brahma himself, he realized by his tapasya, and actually one cannot understand Krishna by tapasya. Only when Krishna blesses that particular person, then only he can understand it. Otherwise he cannot understand it. In same Brahma Samhita, Brahmaji writes, Panthastu koti satavatsara sampragamyo vayurathapi manaso munipungavanam. That means munis and yogis, they do tapasya for millions and trillions of years to achieve Krishna's blessings or to understand absolute truth. But they can reach to just till the nail, effulgence coming out of the nail. That's all. They cannot understand. In the same Brahmi Samhita, Brahmaji says, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. And contrary to that, devotees apply the ointment of love and they 100% know the absolute truth in toto, in full, which yogis are trying to understand since so much, since so long. Unless one is blessed, he cannot understand it. In Naimasharanya, sages assembled and they were doing so much tapasya, so many yagyas, but they could not understand it till they received blessings of Suta Goswami. When Suta Goswami appeared and gave his blessings in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, he narrated Krishna, various activities of Krishna, then only actually the sages could understand the real, actually the essence of the absolute truth. So one of the quality of Krishna is that he is transcendental. Sachidananda Vigraha. He is transcendental. He remains the Supreme Lord at all times. We see that in Gaur Aarti, like all demigods come and want to worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Time and again, Krishna is worshipped by all the demigods. Here also demigods are assembling and trying to glorify the Supreme Lord. And one should, many times people doesn't want to hear these prayers. They just want to read the sweet pastimes. They are definitely sweet and it's purifying also. But we find that Prabhupada, contrary to that, he hardly spoke anything sweet. I mean, in the sense that he hardly spoke, narrated elaborately sweet pastimes. He generally spoke on about the supremacy of Lord. Because unless we understand the supremacy of Lord, how can we actually take him seriously? We cannot take him seriously either in deity worship, or we cannot take him seriously either in holy names or in any services also. So one should hold the greatness of the Lord, then only he can actually serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very surprisingly, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was Ras Acharya. And he would be offering, I think, 1,000 or 2,000, I forgot the number, to the obeisance to the Lord, rather than just say remembering the sweet pastimes, he would be offering. And we are actually, when we read here Prabhupada purport, or when we hear from Srila Prabhupada, we are actually offering the Lord obeisances mentally by actually understanding how glorious he is. And when we know how glorious he is, we can actually appreciate various aspects that we have been offered. Prabhupada once said that he pointed to a picture where creation is taking place, and from Mahavishnu's body various universes are coming out. And Prabhupada said, this is also Raslila. How is it possible? Because unless we understand this, we can't understand Krishna's face. That is 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So even in beginning, Sukadeva Goswami also narrates about creation, so that people don't take it cheaply. What is offered to us? So we should be appreciating these prayers. Then actually we can understand how glorious is Krishna, how glorious is ISKCON movement. Prabhupada once said that Krishna actually has taken birth in the womb of ISKCON. Very bold statement, that Krishna has appeared in the womb of ISKCON and he will be appearing through the womb of ISKCON. So from this wonderful narrations from Prabhupada's wonderful narrations he has given, we can actually gradually understand the supremacy of the Lord, how transcendental he is. Many times people get confused about Sri Krishna's pastime. Especially he has got so many pastime with ladies. Sometimes he is doing dancing with the ladies of the same village. Sometimes he is stealing clothes of the same ladies and want to see that ladies naked. Sometimes in Dwarka he is having 16,108 wives. Sometimes he is going to the home of Kubja, associating with Kubja. And many times people get bewildered that what kind of person is this? How they can worship this Lord? Better to worship personally like Lord Ramchandra, or where, okay, at least we can accept it. And Krishna, so many pastimes where he is engaging ladies. But Krishna doesn't see physical beauty. He directly sees the heart of the person. What is there in the heart? Suppose somebody goes to stands in front of X-ray machine, and X-ray machine, the picture will come, and the doctor will see in the X-ray, okay, you got bone hairline fracture is there over here. And even if the inside body is shown of most beautiful women, the doctor will not be attracted. He will not be attracted. He will just see, okay, that's all. So similarly, Krishna is showing like this. The person comes and Krishna says, okay, this is okay and this is not okay. So we may be seeing that actually Krishna is so lusty and he is engaged in such an activities. But he remains transcendental. What to speak of him? Anyone who comes in contact with Krishna, he also becomes transcendental. We find that Putna, she appeared as a Rakshasi. And ultimately, Krishna in the form of baby, he killed Putna. But then when they were burning Putna, so much fragrance was coming out from Putna's body. It was going in various directions. Why? She was touched by Krishna's. And actually she was going back to Godhead. And Krishna sees to his that no devotee goes back to Godhead unless he is even glorified in this material world also. Nobody can go small, hiding somewhere and go back to Godhead. Krishna will always show that devotee to the world. See, he is my devotee. He is so glorious. And then he will take back to Godhead. You find in each devotee's case, in Putna case also, she was Rakshasi. But Krishna is giving her as a position as a mother. And Krishna glorified like in front of Brajavasis as a beautiful, like a fragrance coming out of her body. So he is transcendental. And someone who comes in contact with Krishna, he also becomes transcendental. Like we may be coming in temple and standing in front of Krishna. It's like X-ray machine Krishna is seeing. One time when Srila Prabhupada disciple was sharing his realization, like many times we come to see Krishna, how beautiful he is. But we should know that actually Krishna is seeing me, that what is there in my heart. Like we stand in front of X-ray machine, so we know that the machine will be seeing us. Like we visited one time in a yatra, so His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was giving purport on Chirgat Leela, like Krishna stealing the clothes of gopis. And he gave the realization, similarly we should come naked in front of the Lord. Naked in the sense is that free from false ego. Then actually we are appreciated by Krishna. Clothes is an external thing. One time, two Prabhupada disciples, they went for some preaching work. And in Western world, sometimes in preaching work, the adventures become very embarrassing. So they were in a preaching and they came in contact with a group, and that group was propagating living in a lifestyle of remaining completely naked. So these two devotees were there, and all these people surrounded, and they are all naked. You can imagine, any sane man will not like to be in front of somebody who is naked. Suppose you are going in a local train and somebody who is naked comes and sits next to you, either men or women. You would not like to sitting immediately. You will prefer to stand rather than sitting next to that person. So these two devotees were there, and all these men and women, they were completely naked. And they were saying, and they were having a philosophy that we have renunciation that even we should have no clothes also. So one of the disciples was completely amazed. He could not even see towards them what to see. Like say, all these people are saying, he was just looking at the grass down. And somehow like Krishna is all loving God, Surida Sarva Bhutanam, he is a friend. So he gives intelligence also at right time. So other devotee was there. So Krishna inspired him, speak something. So he told to them, you think that all of you are naked, but all of you are not naked. You are also wearing this dress of this body. You are not this soul, you are this body, and this is a dress on you. And for all these people, it was a new thing. That this is a dress, and then further he was preaching about you are not this body, you are soul. So they were accepting it. And he says that Supreme Lord is Supreme Spirit, and you should come to a temple and you can visit us. And they're very happy to hear this. And next day, all of them come, and very surprisingly, they come with clothes. So somebody may be thinking, that I am renounced. I hardly put on anything. Nothing is there. Like in some sampradayas or some spiritual organization, so-called, like people, no clothes are there, but body is there. False ego is still present in the heart. Till false ego is present, how can somebody be without dress? So actually all types of people like say, putting on various types of dress, and only this external dress can be discarded only when somebody comes in contact with Supreme Lord Krishna. And he can also be on the transcendental platform by worshipping the Supreme Lord. He remains transcendental in all incarnations. He came as Rishabhdev, he was passing stool. And that stool was fragrance for 20 miles circumference. Who can do that? Which Bhagwan who claim in this mundane world that I am Bhagwan saying, pass stool, it will sting to him also. So which Bhagwan can do something like this? Stool is fragrance around so much a distance. Balramji, although he drinks Varuni, He remains transcendental. He is not in three gunas. We are affected by Rajagun, Tamogun and Sattvagun. But Krishna is beyond that. Krishna is beyond Rajagun, Krishna is beyond Tamogun. And someone who wants to be on the same platform, we can be that. Krishna says, this Devi Esha Gunamai, that my material energy is very, very powerful to overcome. Even for sadhakas also. Very difficult, very difficult. And Krishna further gives hopes that those who surrender to me, they only can actually come out of this energy, no other way. Very difficult. Big, big people. They try to fight with this energy. So many spiritual organizations can't overcome this particular energy of the Lord. So powerful. Only somebody surrenders to this energy, then only actually it is possible to be free. In all incarnations, Krishna is transcendental. He is not affected. Like one of the names given to Krishna in same Brahma Samhita is Achyuta. Achyuta means he never falls down. He remains on the same platform. We are Achyuta. We fall down again and again. Like one time a disciple was expressing to Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, many times I fall down. I don't remember Krishna. So Prabhupada says reverse. He says, sometimes you remember Krishna. Other times you are all Maya only. You are in Maya only. Only sometimes you come to the platform, you remember Krishna. Otherwise you are in Maya only. So it is very difficult. Only by the grace of pure devotees, we can actually realize this truth. Like in first canto, Srila Prabhupada says that by regular attendance in Srimad Bhagavatam classes and serving pure devotees, whatever is contaminating to the heart is immediately been destroyed and pure devotional service is established within one heart. So regularly, when we come in association with the sound vibration and when we serve pure devotees, then only this thing can be destroyed from the heart and we can be on the platform of devotional service. Krishna's many activities in many incarnations can be bewildered. As I was mentioning, Balramji drinks Varuni. And some drunkard may feel that actually I am also drinking, though I am on the same platform as Lord. But Balramji's Varuni is transcendental. He is not comes under the mode. Like for drunkards, for their contemplation is that just come together and drink. Maybe at the end of the day or so forth. Friend comes together and they drink. And devotee's contemplation is that come together and drink this nectar. This is also in one way. Intoxication keeps a person high. Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada used to say that I have brought on a platform where you remain high forever. So one who even hears a pastime of Balramji, like here one of the names given Krishna as that is Purana, oldest person. But old is gold. So Krishna is always attractive. Like it says that wine, older it is, good intoxication it gives. Similarly, Krishna is the oldest person. So when devotees again and again come in contact with Krishna, they also actually try to test this intoxication. And someone who are completely purified at heart, they are addicted completely. They only want to survive with this intoxication. Like say you find in material world, some people cannot, addicted in blood it goes. They want drinks at all times. I have seen people in my lives that as soon as they get up, they drink. Unless they drink, their body doesn't function. I have seen people that unless they drink, they can't even pass stool. They need to have something going inside, or either they smoke or drink. They can't even clear their bowels also. But the same people, when they come in contact with the Supreme Lord, same people, they are appreciating the sound vibrations. They are also like drinking the nectar. Outside they have got sign, don't drink and drive. And we say drink and drive on the spiritual path. Like say, regularly hear the vibrations of Srimad Bhagavatam, regularly chant the holy names, regularly come in Krishna's association, their devotees association. And in that association, we worship the Lord along in the association of devotees. And that is the perfection of one's life. Thank you very much. I'll end over here. Hare Krishna, is 9:15. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai.